Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cedeno moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Edwards moves to second. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday who is chasing the ball. Rader reaches third base with a triple. Edwards scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Rader scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Helms for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. 1 out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Astros. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzger. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Metzger steals second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno strikes out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. 1 out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Monday steals second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Williams steals second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pepitone strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Metzger reaches third base with a triple. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn is walked intentionally. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helm scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Randy Hundley. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Ken Rudolph now catching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Watson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Watson moves to third. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rader is walked intentionally. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watson scores. Rader moves to second. It's 3-1, Astros. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rader scores. Helms moves to second. It's 4-1, Astros. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Bill Hand's now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Astros. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pepitone strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.